land in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Well, who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
LaShonda Reed.
Get on out here. Come on now. My door is
my
open.
Dope. He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Great to have Craig as always on Wednesdays. Craig.
That's right. It's not Wednesday. It's Buzz Day.
It is Buzz Day. Yes,
there is no more Wednesday.
Thank you, Craig. We love that. And that's why we're number one. We've got the amazing guests like you.
That's it. Amazing guest, AG.
It's so nice to have in studio Rex Horn. Rex, welcome back. Champion, pull that mic right up there to you and get on that mic.
Welcome back, Preacher.
Okay, got it. Get on the mic, Preacher.
Good to see you. You know, the 13th year, Roger, we've done Clergy Bowl. And I did want to make mention the other guys. I mentioned them earlier. Justin Brooks, Conway Cowboy Church, Kendall Harness, that church in Cabot, Tanner at Beezit, New Life Church. You beat them all.
Well, those are three great guys.
Yeah, they are.
And just wonderful guys. And I was listening to you guys coming in. How many times did Basil refer to my age again, Craig?
I didn't. I don't think I did, Roger.
Roger, he said, just said old. Yeah, just said old.
He was saying it to say that he didn't mean to say it the way you think he said it when he said
Craig,
it.
Craig, you know, the questions were ranged from some of them were old school, some of them were new school. He got them all. It didn't matter. It just goes to show you, the reason we started this was just to show you, hey, people who are in the ministry can enjoy regular things. They love sports. And you walked in and, boy, you took.
Nailed it.
And the respect, too, Craig. The respect that the other guys had for you and how many years you've dedicated your life to the Lord and giving to others was really impressive.
Well, thank you. You guys are great about that. And you're great encouragers. You have Craig. I know Rex Nelson's coming. I call myself Rex the Elder. I call him Rex the Younger.
And that's right. There's a great tie-in. Rex is the voice of the OBU Tigers.
He is.
You were president at OBU.
Yeah, see, it all fits together.
It's starting to come together,
and
Pepper.
Greg O'Neill and Mike Beebe are my favorite Episcopalian.
Is that right?
Exactly.
I gotta
mention this. Y'all are going to love this. This is so funny. I'm a lector in the Episcopal Church. I read the Bible on a regular basis.
Wow.
Out loud to the congregation. That's what a lector does. Last time I read a reading from the book of Genesis, and after I was done and after the service, a guy comes up to me and goes, "Man, you'll do anything to market those cars, won't you?"
That is outstanding. That is outstanding.
Well, the Episcopalian, we've always said, Episcopalian and Methodist and Presbyterians are all just trying to get to the major leagues with the Catholic. Is that what the deal is? Is that the way it works?
Yeah, we're guys who flunk Latin.
Well, I saw the picture, and I want to say if I saw the correct picture, we were wearing hoodies back then when he won the trophy, so it was a little bit chilly back then.
You know what? We always do it the week of the Super Bowl.
Right.
The week of the Super
so
Bowl.
I saw that.
Congratulations. And so you've invited me to present that tonight, right around the corner.
The folks will be excited about that.
It's Wednesday night potluck, too.
How about that? That's what he said.
Stay free.
Those that don't know, you're right around the corner. Tell us about where you're at.
We're at 1617 Brookwood Drive. Just you come over the bridge. You can say you go by Wright's Barbecue.
Barbecue.
It comes into Riverdale, turn left, and we're right. You can't miss us on the right.
You've had two services so far?
Two services. Great services and number of people in the Riverdale area that are coming in Hillcrest, which we're just so pleased about. That's the reason we wanted to locate here. If there's such a thing in Central Arkansas of an area kind of being underserved as far as churches go, Riverdale might be one.
Yeah. Wow.
Because you're in the service, do you smell the Wright's barbecue cooking?
No.
Well, Craig,
distracted.
Craig, think about this. It's not just Wright's is great, but you also have Faded Rose.
Oh my gosh!
The new Local Luna just opened back up.
You got the Beignet Shop.
The Beignet Shop. You've got the what's the bar that's been there forever? Cheeseburger Place.
Town Pump.
I mean,
well, I knew that, but I wasn't going to say that.
He looked at me, Preacher, not you on that one. He did on that one. He just knew.
It is a great community. And then the other right beside
Maddie's,
and then next to
Faded Rose,
Maddie's, and
doesn't sound like there's any room over there.
West Grilled Chicken Sandwich right there. But oh my gosh, I'm having a CTA.
Grilled Chicken Sandwich
right next to Maddie's and Faded Rose.
Yes,
oh my gosh,
pizza place there too.
What is it? Buffalo Grill.
Is that still open?
I think of them for burgers.
I'm sorry, burgers.
You get a church, you get a buffet.
Yeah. So that's really cool. And so when are your services, Pastor?
They're at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. So you beat all the rest of the churches to lunch, you know.
Hey,
it's a good thing. But 9 o'clock and is our worship, and small groups are after that. We're jumping right in, David, doing stuff. Next Monday evening starts Bible school. A lot of you are familiar with Bible school.
We love Bible school.
Yeah. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
They used to sing this song to me way before I was their producer.
We love that. We love making paper mache at Vacation Bible School.
That purple grape juice or whatever it was.
Absolutely.
Not in Episcopal Church.
Just joined the show. We're visiting.
But anyway, folks are certainly invited. Families in this area, 5:30 on Monday evening. So.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Rex, too, Craig and Roger and I were talking about, you know, you have a history of, you know, you were a pastor to a president, pastor to a governor. You've been at the biggest church there is, and now, you know, just go see, you know, big churches aren't for everybody.
Right.
That you can have all kind of different shapes and sizes of churches.
Well, that's exactly right. And truth of the matter is, communities across Arkansas, we've got a lot of small communities, of course, but even in larger towns, what I would call the normative size churches are the ones that kind of build community in areas. It's not how big you are. It's the spirit of the church. It's the ministry to the community. And so it's been a lot of fun. I tell you, it's almost too much fun. I mean, honestly,
You've been, how many years have you been in the ministry?
Well, I've been since I was about 20. So that's over 50 years.
So why? Here's my question. Why? What did it? What was the thing that triggered you wanting to start this church?
Well,
what was the moment?
You know, I thought that I was through doing this sort of thing years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And as opportunities continued to open, folks would call me, would you be open to doing this? And, you know, I still had a little fire in the bones, a little gas in the tank. Uh-huh. And so it's just something that this started out of a Bible study. And so when some folks were already attending church somewhere else, some were at another church, and I said, listen, go back to where you came from, or if you're where you're enjoying it, stop. But there was about 60 folks that said, we'd like to start a church.
Wow.
So we did that, and on our first Sunday at Riverdale, we had 269.
Wow.
So it's not the folks that started it. It's the folks that have come after it that's making Hope Church, Hope Church. And so we're just tickled to death about it.
A couple of folks, our listeners, send messages. William Harrison, who's a longtime listener for us, said, would you mind telling Brother Rex hello from William Harrison and the family? He was our interim pastor at Parkway Place Baptist Church for over a year. Wonderful man.
Yeah, thank you.
Kevin Brooks says, love Rex, great mentor. I would imagine just the number of and names of people over the years that you have had a chance to pastor is pretty mind-blowing.
Well, I've been just so, just blessed. I've been blessed.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the tenets of the Christian faith, if you've been blessed, you're supposed to be a blessing, and I hope that in some way I've been able to encourage folks. We're all in this thing together. We're journeying. There are ups and downs. There's peaks and valleys.
Yeah, and Roger, because we're going to do this trophy presentation here in a few minutes, and of course, Roger, you're more than welcome to come, too. We'll do the presentation tonight at 5:30.
Right.
And you said it's potluck. Is that what it is?
No, it's not potluck. It's ready for you.
Okay.
You don't have to bring anything. Just come on.
David, I just want to remind you, just because you present the preacher with a trophy, don't get you into heaven. They don't get you into heaven.
We all get to heaven.
They don't get you into upstairs.
I was, too, I was going to just went blank on her name. We have had one female minister, and I'm so mad at myself for going blank, but I'm gonna look it up here in a second. We've had a lot of great pastors and ministers, all different ages,
right.
We love the fact that we can have some fun levity, and at the same time acknowledge you guys are making a difference in your community.
I'm gonna get our preacher in here.
Okay,
Andrea McMillan.
Okay,
now heading up Trinity, and she'll take that trophy. I
love it. I mentioned Ben Chrisman. Yes. And I'm sure you know him at St. James. I saw him yesterday. And, well, like I said, you know, not everybody who does this does great. And it's, you know, I feel bad for some of the pastors because they go back and they go, really? And the pastor, all they have to say is, well, you know, I'm busy serving the Lord, and maybe I don't have a chance to watch this as much as I
do. Now, did you study up for this? Oh, yeah. Did you cram?
Well, honestly, I asked Wes, I said, throw me a little bit of Razorback trivia, man. Give me some things of that. So,
it was a little bit of everything.
We did everything, but it was just so much fun. So, yeah, it's kind of like the preachers that are good golfers. You know, folks.
True.
You need to spend more time in the study.
That is a great point. So. If you want to be a part of the show, 661, it was the nun from St. Mary's. I'm so mad at myself right now. I'm going to get her name during the break, and we'll mention that. Trollet. Trollet.
Oh, the famous Trollet family.
Are you serious?
They are all over.
Okay.
Legislators.
We'll mention that.
Growers.
Also, too, because I know you're very connected to Hope. We were talking about the Hope Watermelon Festival. We're going to try to go down there for that as part of our show.
I was wondering, is that where the name of the church came from?
No, it just came from the scriptures.
Just happened. Very good, very good.
You know, Hope, Hempstead County, you got Governor Huckabee.
Stan Parrish. Mac McClarty.
You got Buddy Sutton.
Mac McClarty. I mean, I don't know what's in the water down there. Yeah,
there's some great folks and great storytellers.
It's impressive. All right, don't go away. We'll come back and do our trophy presentation with Rex Horn and Craig O'Neill and Rex Nelson coming up later.